And then we'll say some nonsense, and then we'll do the opening that I keep threatening to record, but I never did, or probably will.
Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast.
Welcome everybody. I am one of the hosts, Nicholas. I'm joined by our other two hosts. We've got Jeremy
Yo.
and we've got Justin.
Wow, no quips.
Yeah, I was at a wedding yesterday that was really loud and it made my head hurt. And so I didn't do and I just I don't know. I try to come up with the quips last minute rather than really plan them out. I should probably start writing things down more, but I don't.
Wow.
Anyway, I thought this week we would talk about everybody right now is obsessed with Barbenheimer.
Did you guys see those over the weekend?
I did not. I did not. I have not had a chance. The weekend it came out, I was in North Dakota for a family reunion. This weekend, I was in full wedding mode for one of my wife's cousins. And so maybe next weekend. Yes, maybe. Maybe next weekend I'll go see one of them. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I figured Barbie has overtaken the world. She is currently dominating the pop culture landscape. And I know we already talked about her. We named well I named one of the episodes. What did I name that thing? Just so I get it right. Barbie drives a Hot Wheel, because we talked a lot about the Barbie movie and the Hot Wheel movies, and we talked about the fact that they were doing it, but we didn't really talk about games or movies based on board games or based on toys, or a secret third category, movies based on trading cards.
Wow.
So
Or movies based on movies.
I'm sure we didn't. We've been keep doing this long enough, and I'm sure we'll get there.
Based on puzzles, cereal mascots.
I don't think they've done any movies based on cereal mascots, which is a shame. Maybe we can be the first. Maybe we can figure out how
Jer
to
Jeremy, start writing.
All right, which one do you
do.
want to
You pick a cereal.
do? Captain Crunch?
Captain
Perfect.
Crunch it is.
All
How did
right.
Captain go from Private Crunch to Captain Crunch? Because you don't start out as Captain Crunch. You got to work your way up, the trials and tribulations of Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch. Don't know why that of all the mascots' real names, that's one of the ones that stuck with me.
Maybe his first name is actually Captain, and he shows up and he's like, "I'm Captain Crunch," and they just put him in charge of a ship.
That's entirely possible. I mean, I guess that's half the battle. I mean, if you name yourself captain and then show up, they're like, well, he's named captain, so I guess he's in charge.
Yep.
Maybe we'll rename Pop Culture Roulette number one podcast in the world.
There you go. Perfect.
Then people will be like, oh, well, if that's the number one podcast in the world, then we have to listen to it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we should check it out.
All right. Let's talk about movies that have already happened. So then, before we get to the movies that are going to happen, movies that have already happened, movies based on board games. We have Clue,
Excellent, excellent movie, annoying game.
Yes. Well, sometimes the game can be fun. It depends on who you're playing.
All right, valid.
1985, excellent movie. Highly recommend checking it out. Then it falls off massively after that. Then you get Battleship,
All right.
which is terrible. Just awful. Yes.
What about Jumanji, the original?
See, I looked into Jumanji. Jumanji was not based on a board game. It was based on a book about a board game.
So the other
So,
one's probably the same.
yes, correct.
I don't remember what it's called. Zathura?
Yes, correct. It is. Zathura is kind of like a spin-off of Jumanji, but I don't think it's based off of anything other than just them coming up with another way of doing it
In space.
in space. Which, as we all know, is when you jump the shark when you take the franchise to space. Which is also probably why they did not acknowledge it when they did the next two.
Proceed with your list.
All right. These ones are probably the ones that we'll have to lean on Jeremy. Ouija and Ouija Origin of Evil? No?
Never seen them.
Okay. And then Dungeons and Dragons had three movies that came out in 2005 and 2012. And 2012. 2012. There was a loosely based trilogy. Apparently, they were terrible. One went to theaters and the other two were like straight to video.
I saw one of them. I don't know if it was the theater one or one of the video ones.
But then they decided to ignore the whole thing and start over again with that new Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves.
That's cool.
I think Marlon Wayans was in it.
That was the original one, yes.
I've seen that one. I think I have that one on DVD or VHS somewhere.
Is it as bad as everybody says it was?
I mean, I haven't seen it probably since it came out, but I remember thinking it was trash.
Okay, all right. So it probably doesn't get better.
Probably not.
Have either of you seen the new Dungeons and Dragons movie?
Not yet.
I hear good
No.
things, but I haven't seen it.
Can't remember if it's on Peacock or Paramount, but either one. It's fun. It's good. I mean, compared to, other stuff, it's actually pretty good. Like, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Not the greatest movie in the world, but it's also a movie based on Dungeons and Dragons. So making a board game movie other than Clue has been relatively unsuccessful. Like, there's one movie that's really good, one movie that's okay, and the rest of them are, well, two of them we didn't see, so I guess we can't say Ouija is bad, but I'm guessing if neither none of us have seen it, it's probably not gotten exactly the greatest of ratings.
Fair.
Fair. Okay. Moving on to movies based on toys. I had to get very picky because there are a lot of movies that came from cartoons where the cartoon maybe came before the toy. So like Jem, I left off because the cartoon started a couple months before the toy came out. So there's really hard to figure out what was actually first. Like, they were probably making the toy before they made the cartoon, but I don't know. Anyway, I left it off the list. We've got the American Girl dolls. They've done 10 movies. Only one of them theatrical. Nine of them have all been straight to video or TV movies. I'm gonna go ahead and assume that none of us have seen any of them. Yeah,
Valid.
this is my way of Chris Hansening you to make sure that we're not,
Have a seat.
Have a seat. You've been watching some America's Got Talent. We're a little too excited about the kid acts, and you're watching American Girl movies. We got Bratz, which is the Barbie ripoff. They managed to make it to the theater before Barbie did, but it also only has a 3.1 IMDb, so they probably regret doing it. G.I. Joe, which I think we've talked about here and there. How disappointing both of those movies kind of were. I mean, they weren't bad, but neither one of them were very, very good. There's something called Hug a Bunch.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Moving on then. He-Man, 1987, they did a live action movie. Either of you
All
seen the
right.
live action He-Man movie?
I
No.
don't think so.
I believe Dolph Lundgren
That sounds,
was
yeah,
He-Man,
that sounds right.
and for some reason, Frank Langella was Skeletor. I think if any of the properties, that was probably be most up for like a desperately needed live action reboot. Then
Who
there's some.
would you cast as He-Man?
Oh, I have no idea. I
All
mean,
right. Come on, you know I put you on the spot with these questions.
yeah, I know. Well, the thing is do you go? You try to go established and get like somebody like John Cena or Triple H is probably a little on the older side, but do you pick a WWE star who's already massive? Or do you go unknown and build the rest of the cast with, names?
Probably unknown in the rest of the cast with names. You get a big name to be Skeletor.
All right.
I think that's the pull.
Or do you start the, do you continue the Schwarzenegger legacy and you hire his kid?
Maybe.
Because, I mean, I've seen at least one of his sons is following in the bodybuilder footsteps.
Yeah.
All right, this one might be more. I've never heard of the toy, but apparently it exists. So I'm going to need the younger audience here. Max Steel.
Heard of it?
Is that the boy version of like Polly Pocket?
Mm-hmm. I think okay. So.
Yeah, I know nothing about it, so I know what I when I was doing the list, that's what I came across. My Pet Monster. Any. Either of you remember My Pet Monster?
Uh-uh.
Okay. He was a little blue thing with like an orange nose and horns. Like he was like, you know, he's a little stuffed animal. Like he was supposed to be scary, but he was just a little cute. So they did a movie. Transformers. They've done obviously at this point 7 movies. You could make the argument that only really one of them has been good, but I've enjoyed several of them. The first one being very good. The massive drop off in quality after that is pretty evident. So,
the only one I watched was the first, and I talked about this how I thought it was boring. So I didn't watch the rest.
Probably about the only thing that Megan Fox has ever done that she didn't suck in.
Man, her role still wasn't good.
All right. Valid point. So, any of these movies stick out at you? Like toy movies where you're like, yeah, that was something you should have done.
So far, no. No winners. Is that the whole list?
Well, I mean, I left off Barbie because, you know, we will talk about that in a minute. Then there was this odd little category I found. Movies based on trading cards.
All right.
Which there's two of, oddly enough. Not, you'd figure they'd only try it once, but they've tried it twice. Garbage Pail Kids. So do either of you remember Garbage Pail Kids?
Yes, okay. They're back.
Okay, they are back?
Yeah, you can still buy the Garbage Pail Kids cards at your local big box retailer.
Are they just repackaging the old ones, or are they making new ones?
That I'm not sure. Okay. I haven't decided to waste my money on them, so I don't know.
I remember when I was in elementary school, like, you know, everybody had the baseball cards, and then, you know, you also wanted to buy the Garbage Pail Kids, and, like, they would just basically do, like some of them, like, they would put the same card out like 6 times and just give them different names. It was so cheesy. And
they were octuplets.
Somehow, I mean, at the time we thought they were hilarious or they were so cool. But now looking back on it, you're like, wow, that was why did we think this was something that was fun? Anyway,
because some people are immature like that and they collect those things.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess when you're in fifth and sixth grade, that it's right up your alley. But, you know,
or when you're in a grown adult that likes poop themed stickers,
that is also true, I guess. All right, a valid point. But I guess in '87 they tried to make a movie with puppets. I looked before you ask; it is not streaming anywhere currently. So if you wanted to watch it, you would have to pirate it, which I'm sure if you went to archive.org or 123 movies. You would be able to watch this movie relatively easily. But then they made a different trading card movie, which was actually really good. Probably my second movie, my favorite movie on this entire list, Mars Attacks.
That was based off trading cards?
Yes, it was. I think that's why it was successful, is that most people did not know it was based off trading cards.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. That's might be the best one so far.
I don't know. I'm trying to decide if I like it more than I like Clue, but I really like Clue, so.
Fair.
But, I mean, I guess most trading cards are based off of a movie, so, or you know, baseball, or, you know, I guess I shouldn't say just say baseball, sporting events. So there's not probably a lot of opportunities to develop a trading card and then try to turn it into a movie. So that category seems a little narrower. So I sent you guys a list of So Mattel has decided that after one movie making a lot of money, they want to start a kind of a Mattel universe. They have 14 projects that they went ahead and announced, one of which we've already talked about, and a couple of them are kind of surprising. One of you, I think, is since you're a little younger, maybe you have more experience with this, but the first one on the list is Barney.
All right.
Yeah, he was a
Okay.
dinosaur from our imagination.
Right. Daniel Kaluuya, guy from Get Out, wants to produce it. And it
That's right.
seems like he wants to, as let me read this exactly. It's really a play for adults. Not that it's rated R, but it will focus on some of the trials and tribulations of being a 30-something growing up with Barney, just the level of disenchantment within the generation.
Right.
Um,
Interesting.
I, I don't know how that's, I don't know. Does that sell a Barney movie to you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
No.
Now, I was in college when Barney hit, so it was well outside of my realm of caring about. Like, I knew it was there, and then I just moved on with my life. Like, I had no interest in watching it, because I did not want Chris Hansen to show up at my house. Jeremy, was it on the younger side for you when it hit? Like, were you past it, or were you right in that sweet spot for Barney? So
Barney
Barney.
was right in my sweet spot, baby.
All right, so when did SpongeBob hit? Right after Barney then? So like basically you just went from Barney to Sponge. I'm just trying to get a feel for where that your particular generation is rolling with this.
Was pretty much it, yeah. Barney, SpongeBob.
So a somewhat adult oriented Barney movie would be something that would interest you. It sounds like basically they're gonna
The first episode of Barney aired in 92.
I was in high school in 92. Huh, oh. Okay. Well,
I
I
was
guess then.
one.
Oh, jeez.
Five.
Okay, so I guess then, Justin, I will ask you that question.
I don't really remember watching any of it.
Okay.
I'm sure I did. I mean, I like things you could sing along with and bright colors.
Some guy in a costume used to come into my room at night and say he was Barney, but I don't know what that was all about.
It's on all the streaming services if you'd like to check it out now, Nicholas.
I mean, I'm not gonna watch Barney even now.
14 seasons.
14. Okay.
Good
Oh,
Lord.
here we go. Barney was a ubiquitous figure in many of our childhoods, and then he just disappeared into the shadows, left misunderstood. We're excited to explore this compelling modern day hero and see if his message of I love you love me can stand the test of time.
We're a happy family.
So it sounds like they're gonna do kind of like a Barney was a real thing and then he just disappeared, and then a bunch of adults who were a bunch of kids who were obsessed with Barney as an adult like get together and they're like, they have to bring him back for something.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it would be stupid.
All
There's
right.
a good documentary on the Barney on Barney on I don't
I've
remember
heard
if it's
about
on HBO or Apple.
it. Yeah, I've heard about it. I heard it was pretty interesting from
Yeah, I
a
watched that one. It's pretty good.
All right.
92 to 2010.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So then they've decided that apparently after Barbie was super successful, let's grab another doll and we'll go Polly Pocket. Since you brought up Polly Pocket already, with apparently they did a Max Steel apparently was the boy version of Polly Pocket.
I
It was
don't
Mighty
remember.
Max. Oh,
Oh,
Mighty Max. Oh,
yeah.
okay.
Max
So that.
Steel was more like it looked like a G.I. Joe figure, actually.
Oh, okay. What do you do with a Polly Pocket movie? Do you just redo Barbie but make everything smaller? I don't like.
I guess so.
Do you
Maybe.
do Lego Movie but Polly Pocket? I don't. I have no idea what they want to do there. However, they want to do with from writer director Lena Dunham.
So that'd probably
So
suck.
I'm out. I know we've talked about Barbie here and there, but I forgot this. Apparently, originally when they came up with the idea of doing Barbie the movie, they wanted Amy Schumer as Barbie instead of
God.
Instead of Margot Robbie. So I'm going to go ahead and say they made the right choice there.
Barbie's falling on hard times if it's Amy Schumer.
Yes. Okay. Hot Wheels.
Rehab, Barbie.
Hot Wheels, we've already discussed. How about Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
I thought they did that.
Yeah, it's called Real Steel.
Yeah, that was it. And then they were like, instead of Hugh Jackman, they've hired Vin Diesel.
All right.
I mean, it'll be one of those like, yeah, sure. I mean, they'll throw a whole bunch of money at it. It'll be cool, slick looking. But I don't know. Like you said, like my first thought was that's what Real Steel was.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on. American Girl, they've already made 10 movies of, but apparently they want to go back to the well on that one and start making other ones. This one could be interesting. I have no idea how you're going to make a movie out of it, but they figured out how to make Clue, the Magic 8-Ball.
Huh. Could be a good horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like you ask it a question and whatever it says.
Oh, yeah. So kind of like a, not necessarily a Final Destination. What was that? I guess Truth or Dare? I feel like there was a movie recently where they did like something on the computer. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They want to do a PG-13 thriller about the Magic 8-Ball.
All right.
That could be interesting.
Well, we've already talked about who He-Man, but apparently it's on their list. I guess Netflix was going to be doing a live-action movie, but that got canceled. It's back on the drawing board for probably a big-budget theatrical one instead of Netflix. This toy I know nothing about. Major Matt Mason? Either of you?
I don't know what that is.
I guess he's an astronaut action figure from the 1960s. He lives and works on the moon.
That's more your time period than ours.
I'm from 1978. I'm not.
That's closer than we are.
That is true.
I always thought the Nazis had a base on the moon, so maybe he's.
There are some movies that I've seen that document the facts that the Nazis have a hidden base on the moon. Yeah, so I don't know. That one could be super successful because nobody really knows it as a toy. Kind of like how Mars Attacks was super successful because nobody knew it was trading cards. It also could be super cheesy, although Tom Hanks is attached to it with Akiva Goldsman and Michael Chabon, so some pretty big names. This one is probably the most confusing of all of the ones on the list. I have no idea how you would do it. Uno.
A card game?
Yes.
All right.
I don't. How do you even make Uno the movie?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm out of ideas. Like Clue, I guess you can kind of. Like, there's a story there. I mean, I know when you play the game, the story changes every time based on how the cards get dealt. But there's a story there. You know, Monopoly, there's kind of a story. So if you were ever to do a Monopoly movie, you can kind of build something. Uno, there's no story. There's no, like, it's just literally you play cards. It'd be like poker. I guess poker, the movie, would be like just like a high-stakes poker tournament, but.
Old Maid.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, yeah, there's just some things. This one was very popular when I was in high school, so I remember watching it. I'm guessing you two both loved it. Wishbone.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'd be more okay with it for them bringing it back, just like as a series on like you know Hulu or Peacock or you know something like that. I don't necessarily know if we want to. Wishbone movie, but
yeah,
Wishbone surprisingly only had 2 seasons.
I mean, I've got to imagine that wasn't the easiest thing in the world to make.
No, it ran from 95 to 97.
Because you did have to train a dog how to, you know, do Shakespeare 1 week and then Robin Hood the next week. So,
smart dog,
yeah, I mean. And I don't know how many wishbones they had, but you know, I don't know. Apparently, they were like, "Hey, you know what would be really cool if we're going to make a Hot Wheel movie? let's also make a Matchbox movie. You know, the ones that you were always disappointed that you got instead of Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you, Hot Wheels is the first one and Matchbox is the sequel? I don't know.
I don't know how they would do that one either.
Thomas and Friends. Is that Thomas the Tank?
The or is train? That some,
I guess.
Is that something different? Jeremy, I mean, Justin, why don't you tell us what Thomas and Friends are?
I'm just assuming it's the train.
Apparently it lasted for 24 years, from 1984 to 2021.
That's Thomas the Train.
Oh, okay.
He's a blue train.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you do a live action movie of Thomas the Train? Like, maybe you just leave that other to live animation, I guess. I don't know.
It was narrated by Ringo Starr.
For parts of it.
Interesting. Ran from October 9th, 1984 to January 20th of 2021.
I mean, I can see the appeal of trying to make a movie because, I mean, obviously from 84 to 21, that's a large swath of people who have nostalgic feelings towards something. And if you make
I don't ever remember watching this.
I think, again, it was one of those things that I was always aware of, but I just never bothered to watch. I mean, 84, I would have been 6, so you would have thought it would have been in my wheelhouse because, you know, I thought trains were cool, but...
Some of the narrators are Ringo Starr, George Carlin, Alec Baldwin, Pierce Brosnan. Like, all right. That's a wide range of people.
George Carlin, eh?
That's what it says on the list.
All right, then. How about Viewmaster?
That weird,
yeah.
Weird thing. Again. Maybe it could be a good horror film where you can look through it and you might see your own death.
Okay. All right. That would work. I was thinking it could be like the Viewmaster would be like you could use it to like transport yourself to other like galaxies or part of the planet. Like it was, you know, just basically a vehicle for the whatever story you come up with rather than be the story. And then the last thing on Mattel's list is something called the Christmas Balloon.
All right, I'll see what this is.
So Mattel wants to do a biopic of a movie based on a true story. It was when Mattel donated toys to young kids to... She tied a Christmas list to a balloon that was found by a grieving couple who worked with the toy company to fulfill the girl's wishes. So it's a Hallmark movie.
About themselves.
About themselves.
Like, remember how awesome we were when we did that?
Remember when we did this that one time?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I guess if you're gonna make 13 other movies, you might as well make a 14th one about yourself. So we've handled the Mattel obviously has a huge now. This is not the first time that they've decided they wanted to do some sort of like I think Hasbro wanted to do a cinematic universe a few years ago, and then fresh out the box, they did Battleship, and then immediately they were like, never mind.
Put it back in the box.
Because I remember after, while they were doing Battleship, they were talking about Monopoly, the movie, and like some other movies, like Candyland, I think was one. I know they did an animated Candyland movie, but like, you know, some sort of live action Candyland movie. I never know if Chutes and Ladders was a real thing or if that was one of those Saturday Night Live parodies. All right, so you're given carte blanche to the toy factory of your childhood, and you can make a live action movie. Where are you headed? What toy are you grabbing? If we haven't already discussed it.
Well, most of the toys I played with were from TV and movies, like the Turtles, and I played with Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars. I'm trying to think of which other toys I would have played with. Man, I must have only played with a couple of toys. I played with Batmans and all those have movies.
Yeah. Well, I see. I mean,
Lincoln Logs, I was a big fan of. Don't know what you would do there.
Is that a movie?
It could be. Why not? Given the list that we just came up with of the ones they're about to do or the ones they've done,
like
they can probably figure out how to do Tinker Toys or Rector sets. I mean,
that would be
hell,
hot.
It wasn't on the list because it was animation, but they figured out how to make a Lego movie work.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that that is the key for some of these properties. I think that if you do it animated, it would work. I think trying desperately to move everything into live action, you're kind of limiting yourself with what you can do.
I could see doing like animated Wishbone stuff, but yeah, live action would be real hard.
I mean,
Stretch Armstrong.
Okay.
With John Cena or a guy from Always Sunny.
Danny DeVito?
Not him. Well, he'd be funny in it too.
I'm guessing you're thinking Mac?
Yeah, or, Mac.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, because I mean, like when I was a kid, Transformers was huge. G.I. Joe was huge. Like I had the G.I. Joe. My friend had the I mean, I had some Transformers, but he had all the Transformers. And then another friend had all the He-Man. So, like, you know, our friend group had the bases covered. Like I had these ones. He had that one. He had, like, we specialized so that when we got together, we could play with each other's toys. That way we didn't all have to, you know, try to fight to get who had all the cool G.I. Joe toys. They were cartoons first, but like Thundercats would be fun as a live action. You know, maybe the Silverhawks. May I, you know. And then we could go back and, well, that also leads me into like the weird random like 80s, 90s cartoons that were based off rated R movies like Toxic Avenger or RoboCop, but
Try to think of that.
We did that episode already.
It's like a board game where you would shoot like the little metal balls out of the gun and the thing that spins. It's kind of like what that Beyblades is, but it's not that. It was older than that. Crossfire?
I think that's what it is.
Does that sound right?
What did you say?
Is it Crossfire?
Crossfire. Well,
yeah, not the Chrysler car that came out in the early 2000s. Is that what it's called?
Sure looks like it. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Do that as a movie.
That would be fun. I mean, there's, I feel like board games, they, you know, they haven't tried as much.
Probably for good reason.
Yeah, probably for good reason. I'm shocked that on all of this list, like the idea of the Monopoly movie hasn't like come back up.
Are we thinking of what about, what are we going with, board games? Mousetrap?
That could be a fun like kids movie. Like I mean,
I never really understood the point of that. I would just build the whole set right away because I never really got the whole building it piece by piece.
Yeah, that was you'd play the game the right way like the first couple of times, and then it basically just became like, forget playing the game. Like, let's just like play with the, like build it and play with it that way.
Huh. Yeah.
Hungry Hungry Hippos the movie.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I don't know. I mean, do you have to run away from mutant hippos, or do you make the hippos the star?
The hippos are the star. Settlers of Catan.
Oh, I feel like that's an HBO series that is just going to last for 8 years and take forever and go nowhere. I'm surprised they haven't done that one yet, quite honestly. Dungeons and Dragons seems to be the only role-playing game that has made it over to the movies, but there's so many role-playing games that people love playing. And I mean, I know that Settlers of Catan isn't necessarily a role-playing game, but I'm trying to think of what other games like Dungeons and Dragons that are super popular that people would like, you know, would want to see made into a movie.
Yeah, I can't even think of anything else that's like that.
Which sidebar, didn't Lake Geneva just name Gary Gygax like officially, like they gave like Gary Gygax like a Key or like named like Gary Gygax Day or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that recently. It's like, oh, that's yeah, good for him. Although I think he passed away a while ago, didn't he?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Well, a resident death expert looks that up.
That's yep. 2008.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So not recently, a while ago. Did you now? I mean, this is off topic a little bit.
Ernest is his first name.
Ernest Gary Gygax?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess Gary is a better name than Ernest, but there are some really good Ernest movies. So
not by much.
Yeah.
He's at Oak Hill Cemetery in Lake Geneva.
Oh.
Would you look at that?
Isn't that something? We could do a live podcast from his
website. Yeah, we can go find it.
Yeah, we could try that. I don't know how well it would go, but where was I going with this? Oh, that's right. That reminded me. You reminded me. Kind of off topic, but in the same vein, have you guys seen the Funko game coming out? Video game coming out?
Kinda, not really. Didn't see much about it.
They just had like a teaser trailer. It very much looked like kind of like a Lego style game where they just were putting a bunch of properties, kind of like a Lego Dimensions, where you know, not thankfully not a making me buy a bunch of new toys to, you know, stick in a box.
Not yet.
Yeah. But I was like, okay, definitely in. I'll play this game. Looks fun. Any other toys, games, trading cards?
Any other games? I don't really know. I like the Monsters in My Pocket. I think that could be a pretty cool series. That's an old Nintendo game.
Okay.
Where you play as either Dracula or Frankenstein and you battle other monsters.
Do either of you remember the little muscle men figures? They were like that. Great hosting of a audio podcast holding on my fingers. But they were only like 2 or 3 inches tall, if that. Like they were small. And they were like most of them were pink, but some of them were green. Like they were just, and there was like hundreds of them.
Kinda, yeah.
Like they were really popular. And like you just buy like a pack and they like you get like a like you'd pick them up and like you'd kind of look in the plastic because they'd come in like a plastic bubble pack with like 5 or 6 in the pack.
Nah.
And like you'd try to look and see, make sure there were ones in there that you didn't have. Like I just, those were kind of fun. They were, now I'm sure they would come in blind bags so you wouldn't be able to see them at all.
Yeah. And that's the stuff that draws us in. Stupid mystery packs.
Stupid mystery packs.
Right, Jeremy?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get in those minifig ones I gave you?
Oh, I'll show you after this is done.
Yeah, show me those minifigs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's happening after we're recording. All right. Okay, so this is surprising. We were just talking about Muscle Man. We were talking about Mattel. Apparently, Muscle Man is owned by Mattel. So this should have been on their list of 14 movies.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It's happening. They're casting us.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember these guys. Oh, this is, I'm looking at
Muscle Man.
I'm looking at figurerealm.com/action figures. I'm sure there's more to it past that, yeah. But they got like the belt, like there apparently there was a game that I don't remember, but like they had like a 10-pack little like cylinder, looked kind of like a trash can, but it come with like a 10-pack. Or they had like the 28-packs and oh man, yeah, here we go. Oh, they were 4-packs, but they were clear. Oh, so much.
He's bringing back some memories.
I am bringing back some memories. They were, I bet you anything. I still have a bunch of these down in my in a box somewhere in the basement. I should hunt them down. I seem to be one of the only people who remember it when I've brought it up. Maybe I doubt either one of you will. They used to have these little cars. They were bigger than Hot Wheels, but not by a lot. And you would put like a single AA battery in them. They were called stompers. They would be like mainly like trucks and vans, but kind of bigger. But some of them were cars. But like they were a lot of, they basically only went in one direction. They didn't have,
Forward.
yeah, they only, you put the battery in and they would run forward. And they were a little bigger. They had bigger wheels, so they were supposed to be able to go over stuff. I was obsessed with them. But I feel like I'm the only one because I've brought them up on 80s podcasts that I've done. And most people are like, they either have vague recollections of it or have no memory of them at all.
Yeah, I don't know what
So,
you're talking about.
yeah. I
But while you were talking, I thought of the movie I'd like to do with based on a toy, Creepy Crawlers.
That'd be sweet.
Is that the, like, when you make your own, like, gummy?
But you couldn't eat them.
Oh.
Would you make the different bugs? It was like the boy version of a Easy Bake Oven. You
Okay,
had the
now.
little cast iron mold. And you'd squeeze the little colors into it, and then you'd throw it in there for like 20 minutes with that light bulb cooking it. Creepy
Yes.
crawl. Oops.
I would like to do a creepy crawler movie.
That'd be
Oh,
great.
do either of you remember the Boglins?
Kinda.
That I had a Boglin. Those things were pretty cool. They were basically little like crazy monsters, but they'd go on your hand and they were like little hand puppets. And they'd like come in cages because they were supposed to be like, mad balls.
No.
No? Okay.
Let's make a movie out of bouncy balls.
If they're gonna do Hot Wheels and Matchbox, Micro Machine.
Yeah.
And you'll have to get the guy. He's obviously long since passed, but you'll have to get somebody who can do the fast talking like the original Micro Machine.
Oh,
You
yeah.
Yeah.
know. All right. Well, then, anything else we're coming up with, or we've stretched this topic as long as we can.
I got nothing. I think
Okay.
we've done a good job.
All right then. On to everybody's favorite segment. You know it's coming now, so you have no reason not to be prepared. What have we watched this week?
All right. On a related note to what we covered in tonight's episode, things being made from board games, blah, 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 video games. I started watching the Twisted Metal series.
Nice.
Oh, yes, I want to watch that. I just haven't had a chance yet.
I've watched the first two episodes so far. So far, favorite character is Sweet Tooth.
He's the clown, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I went in the basement, I dug through my boxes, and I found my Sweet Tooth pop fig. So now I've got that one put out on display.
The commercials kind of made it look like a kind of like that show Blood Drive from a few years ago that was on Sci-Fi.
Didn't
Which
watch
is,
it, so I don't know.
oh, okay. It looked like it was kind of like a little bit on the batshit insane side.
Yeah, it's the main ones I recognize is Anthony Mackie, the girl from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I can't think of her name. She's the scary one in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Stephanie Beatriz.
Yes. Samoa Joe, the wrestler's in it. I think he plays Sweet Tooth, but Sweet Tooth is voiced by Will Arnett.
Okay, I saw Will Arnett's name on the screen, but they put him over the clown, and I'm like, did they put Will Arnett in a costume, or is he just voicing?
He does the voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
I think the first seasons might be 10 episodes, and they're roughly 30 minutes per.
Yeah, it looked like the kind of show that the wife might enjoy, and I know she likes Anthony Mackie, so I was kind of holding off to watch with her. So I'll hopefully watch it this week.
That's all I got as I sit here in the dark. All right.
Futurama came back.
Yeah, watch that episode because it's only one episode at a time.
Yep. So pretty excited about that. Love me some Futurama. And they of course immediately attacked us as fans for, binging stuff, but
Yeah.
it was exactly what I expected them to do. Attack the network for continuing to cancel them.
Yep, a couple subtle references in there and some not so subtle ones.
Yep. All right, Jeremy.
I watched Fool's Paradise, the Charlie Day movie.
Oh yeah, I want to see that. Is it good?
Was pretty funny. Yeah. It starts to drag a little bit at the end, but it was funny.
Rental or is it streaming somewhere?
I rented it on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Proud of you for bringing something to the table.
Yeah, I finally got something. I've been wanting to watch that for a while, but it's been like one of those premiere at home things. So it was like $20 for the longest time. I'm like, I'm not paying that much. So I had to wait.
Yeah, I was doing something and I got a $5 promotional credit on Vudu. They're like, you can rent this brand new movie. And I'm like, yeah, I can't. No, 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 never mind. I'll watch something else. I'll just hold on to the $5 until I either
Yeah.
get more or, because I was like, I'll watch The Flash. Nope, not at $20. Let's see, what else did I watch? Harley Quinn season 4 started back up.
All right.
So basically started right where the season 3 ended.
Nice.
So, did either one of you watch Invincible?
Yes.
No.
They did a special, like, one-off episode for Adam Eve. They kind of did her origin,
Yeah.
like, kind of as a primer to set up for season 2, which I guess is coming pretty soon.
Didn't.
Jeremy, because you just watched The Boys, right? Give Invincible a shot.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think you'll enjoy it.
Didn't Jason Mantzoukas voice somebody in there?
I believe he did.
From the trailers I've seen, he's supposed to be in Twisted Metal, so I look forward to that.
He's in a lot of stuff, especially now that he does a lot of voice work.
Yeah, I really enjoy his work.
Have either of you seen this weird little cartoon on that has showed up on Hulu in the last couple of weeks called Praise Petey?
No.
Okay.
Is
It
he in it?
no, it's it Petey's
Oh.
a girl, actually.
I thought this was going to be a segue.
No, it's a very bizarre little show. So this girl, she's in her like early 20s, and she's living in New York and just struggling at life, and she
Yes, we all are.
finds out that her father was this ridiculously super successful cult leader, down south somewhere, and
Yes, we all do.
he died, and left the cult to her, so she didn't even know she had never met her dad, so she like goes down to wherever in this, they just call it the South, to find like to find out what's going on, and like she's gonna try to shut the cult down, but like it's very bizarre, and it's got a lot of famous voice. Steven Root is the voice of her dad. The girl who played, I think, Annie from no, maybe that's her real name, from Schitt's Creek, the daughter in Schitt's Creek is Petey. John Cho is in there. Like it's kind of bizarre, and I think it's only 2, maybe 3 episodes in right now. It's got enough to keep me interested in what's happening. I'm hoping it goes darker, but it's odd. I'd recommend it at this point.
All right.
It's a little older, but I watched it last week. It's a documentary called Doomed. We've talked about the Fantastic Four movie that Roger Corman produced back in 93, 94. Well, apparently back in 2015, 2016, they did a documentary on like why or how, what happened, why that movie never actually got released. Kind of heartbreaking because you realize like none of the actors in the movie knew that it was never going to get released. Like they poured their heart and soul into it. Some of them financially poured stuff into it. And yeah, I'd recommend it. I know it's on Tubi. I know Jeremy. I know Justin likes documentaries. I don't know Jeremy. I
I
think you
do.
enjoyed them. So if you want to watch an interesting tale about Marvel kind of screwing some people over. So there I'm kind of Justin, do you ever listen to the episodes of stuff that I do not involving you?
Nope.
Okay, all right. Because I was doing an episode on moving panels where we were debating the best 90s comic book movie. And there was, towards the end of the bracket, there was a Marvel versus a DC property. And I brought you up as, like, I can hear it now. The voice saying, oh, you're only picking that because it's Marvel and not DC.
Is it what did you pick Marvel?
Yes, I did pick Marvel,
Okay.
but it was because it was the better movie.
Aha.
I think even you would have picked it. It was Blade over Batman Returns.
I might have picked Batman Returns.
Over Blade?
Maybe.
I think you're only.
I really like Batman Returns with Danny DeVito, Michelle Pfeiffer,
I like that one
Christopher
too, but.
Walken as the bad guy, saved by the kitty litter.
But is it better than Blade?
It might be.
Well then, you should give that episode a listen and
Paul
see
Rubens in
how
it.
see how the vo see how the voting took place. And you
Where's
get
Justin?
referenced. Yeah, I don't know. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Justin apparently didn't pay his electric bill.
It's because of the storms.
Oh. Yeah, how'd you fare in the storms, Jeremy?
Couple branches down, but not too bad.
You didn't lose
You?
power?
No, just flickered.
I was at work, so we lost power when I was at work because when I got home, I had to reset everything. But other than that, we fared decently. I'm glad I got those two trees on my property taken down because at some point, one of these big storms coming through would have taken them down for me. And that would have been much worse than the way I did it. So, all right. Well, before we continue on with all of our, private lives, anything else anybody want to talk about? Anything we're looking forward to? Any upcoming projects or say recent things that would be worth announcing?
I don't think so.
Hint, hint, recent things worth announcing?
Is there? What is that? What are you
Made
talking
major,
at?
major developments in the Smashland family that might be.
Well, I mean, you tell me, and
You
then I'll
opened a
tell them.
merchandise store.
Oh, there's merchandise. That's true. You can go to mpsmerch.com. And you'll be directed to all sorts of merchandise with the MPS logo on it, or Freaky Film Club shit.
Yeah, I did notice a distinct lack of somebody else's logo on the
It's kind of
merchandise store.
weird. It's weird that that happened.
I don't know how that happened. That was a
Well,
conversation
because
that I figured we'd have later on off air, but
we don't
it
really have a high quality logo to put on a shirt, so that's why
okay.
that happened.
Okay, all right then. Well, anyway,
So.
head over MPSmerch.com.
That's right,
All right.
mpsmerch.com.
Head over to mpsmerch.com, buy yourself some MediaPod Smash merch, support the family.
If you send me a copy of your receipt before the end of summer, I'll give you a link to a bonus episode.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to do the capitalism bonus episode where we talk about
Oh.
all of my favorite items that I've ever bought.
Wow.
All right, worth buying some merchandise alone for that. Okay, so just remember, Mattel, that stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century. And in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.